Ctrip is the second major travel booking website that has encountered problems with travel agents selling tickets that were redeemed through frequent flyer programs. One day, a man named Fujing Nan headed to the Haneda Airport in Japan, having booked a flight on Ctrip.com, like many of his compatriots. But lo and behold, the airline with which Fu booked the flight refused to give him a boarding pass, saying that his ticket was redeemed by using the mileage points of somebody unrelated to Fu. But when Fu booked the flight on Ctrip, there was no way to find out how these tickets were procured. Indeed, it is a common airline policy to limit customers to using only mileage points accumulated by their own travels or that of their relatives. Ctrip stated that this was a case of travel agents selling tickets redeemed in a dubious way, that it would stop doing business with the travel company in question and offer compensations to Fu. The episode follows on the heels of another incident, where four major airlines cut ties with another popular travel website, Chunar, over the same issue. In these cases, customers also had no idea where the tickets they purchased on Chunar had come from, and found they had to pay additional fees to make changes to their tickets. Booking platforms like Ctrip and Chunar have deals with other travel agencies so that the latter can sell tickets on the former's platforms. But up till now, these platforms have not had the proper screening measures to ensure tickets sold on their platforms were without problem. And here is what an employee of one such travel agency had to say. Selling tickets redeemed by mileage points had become a common practice recently. Travel agents sometimes acquire mileage points by hacking into frequent flyer accounts or by purchasing them from individuals and redeem their tickets thus. Customers usually don't know how they bought tickets that were redeemed from other people's miles, he said. Although many airlines limit travelers to using their own miles or those of relatives, some airlines have not always checked to make sure this is the case, creating room for exploitation. Indeed, travel booking websites are not the only internet platforms experiencing issues with screening content. Executives of the video sharing website Xinjin QVOD are currently on trial for allowing users to traffic pornographic material on their platform. Ctrip said that starting from January 11th, it would check the origin of every ticket sold on its website.